Now, we didn't use all the time 100 gallons, but we did give the nigger some of it, you see, at times on Saturday, sometimes we'd give him. But it took 50 gallons for us a year. That's what we really used, 50 gallons for us. But he wanted to keep plenty on hand. We usually kept 100 gallons and we'd sell all over there.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a sub mill pulled by mules?
The ones that would go, the mule would go round?
That's right. Well, that's what they use. And grinding cane, they use it always cold, you know. And I've had, you know, you had to feed that cane in some rollers. And man, it'd be so cold just sitting there putting it in, and them rollers squeeze the juice out. You've seen that, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Now they use I've seen them take a truck and jack up and use a wheel, have a belt, you know, and pull it, mill with it. It is a few of those left in the country, yes, the more cane mills, but it's not pulled by mules. See, they used to have a long pole, and the mule, he stood, go round and round. And cold, whenever it starts grinding cane, that's when it got cold. But now it is a few of those left. But first, and every Saturday morning, we had to carry very near a bushel of corn to the mill to have for bread for that week. Well, there was 10 of us here and then 2 raised hands. And mostly, we had to share most of a bushel of corn. Now it's not a grist mill in the country.
Yeah.
You heard of grist mill, I know.
Yeah, they used to have one.
You used to have one. You say you used to have one?
No, they used to. Well, yeah, my granddaddy used to have one, but they didn't have one. They had one near here?
All over the country. It was 4 or 5 miles apart, be a grist mill.
Was there water? Didn't they run around where water was on a creek or something?
Well, that's way back. Yeah, I've seen some run with a mortar mill, but they got where they used gasoline engine for the power. And we had one a couple of miles from our house. But every Saturday morning, that bushel of corn had to be shelled, go to the crib and shell the bushel of corn and set the mill. In those days, 56 years ago, it wasn't no money in the country, hardly. And we didn't, well, the merchants furnishes and furnishes fertilizer and seeds, you know, and such as that, and then clothes, go down and buy clothes and pay up at the end of the year.
But end of the year was when the bill came.
That's right, at least not the end of the year, when you got through getting your crop. You know, when you sold your cotton, that was the money crop of the South. 50 years ago was cotton was king. That was it. But cotton was king. And cattle and timber and cattle and cotton, that was the main crop. But cotton was king in those days.
Yeah.
But I did hate to pick cotton. I never could pick cotton. And my brothers could get it, but I just couldn't get it. And I'd get around it.
You were too short or?
I don't know. Fingers too stiff. I couldn't pick it. 54 pounds, most I ever picked. I just couldn't pick it. My brother picked 150 and such as that. And that's why I would carry the cotton to the gin for the niggers and for us. In other words, nigger had a bale of cotton to carry the gin. He'd pick in my place, and I'd carry his bale of cotton to the gin. One year, I put 30 bales and 29 working days, but I stayed on the road. I chained mules, get another pair of mules, and they'd, while I was getting something to eat and changing clothes, taking a bath, they'd go load up, bring it back to the house, and I'd go and get back on the road. And I'd go to sleep, the mule knew where they was going, and I'd wake up next morning under the gin. And then I'd leave there sometime at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd get them started, and go to sleep, and they'd come on home.
They were pretty smart animals, weren't they?
Sure. Well, we worked our mules, but we took care of them. One day I remember, one of my neighbors, in other words, in the summertime, a lot of people, when they got to farming, they turned the mules in the pasture, you know, and eat grass. Well, that wasn't no strength. Well, my daddy fed his mules the year round. He really took care of the mules. He worked the fire them just like he did us. So one night it rained, pretty hard rain. So on the way to Norwood, I run up on one of our neighbors. We'd gone with 2 bales of cotton and 2 wagons. Before I got to Norwood, his mules played out. So I'd pull my team wagon up the hill and come back and hitch my mules to his wagon, carry it up the hill. Well, getting late, looked like it was going to rain, that mule played out. My mule wasn't by his bit. So I told him, it's my neighbor, even though I took it up so much time, because it's my neighbor, and I said, look, it looks like it's going to rain. I'm going to leave y'all. He said, yeah. I said, well, we don't blame him. I said, I don't want my cotton to get wet. So I went on and got mine gin, and about a mile out of nowhere, I met him coming. Yeah. But the old mule just played. Fat, big mule, fat, but they hadn't been fed, and they just couldn't take it like I was.
Yeah. You know, I guess whenever you heard about a mule getting, and people having to beat mules, it was because
they went to care.